gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Well, here's my bit, and this is Robin Boyle doing it. To the hysterical and unbounded delight of their relatives, to the misery of the willful damage claims department of British Railways, and to the smug satisfaction of Captain Povey, the crew of HMS Trowbridge have returned from leave. This time, much to Lieutenant Murray's surprise, all of them seem to have turned up without the aid of the police.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Good gracious. I mean, good morning.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee reporting back off leave, sir.
Voluntarily?
Yes, sir.
No tall, thin gentleman in red caps with no sense of humour?
Not this time, no, sir. I came back on me tights, sir.
In that case, you're seeking sanctuary. When I read about that mail train robbery, I had a feeling...
It's a lie! It's a downright lie, sir. I had nothing to do with it, sir. Stone me. Talk about giving a dog a bad bone. Ever since it happened, the Rozzers have turned my place over every day. And if they ask me just one more question, they'll get an answer that'll bung me inside for the rest of me puff.
Well, are they doing their duty, Perkins?
Victimizing identification. That's what it is. Victimitizing... Victimizing me, did you? I've been victimized.
Have you? Still, you've enjoyed your leave, I trust?
Enjoyed it? I've spent 90% of it helping the police with their inquiries. And where was you on the night of the doings, Mr. Pertwee? Did anyone see you playing bingo, Mr. Pertwee? How is it you was apprehended in some woods with a blonde postmistress, Mr. Pertwee? All right, going over Pertwee's hat.
Yes, so it would seem. Incidentally, what were you doing in those woods with that blonde postmistress?
That, sir, will probably turn out to be a different case altogether, sir.
So you did enjoy some of your leave?
Yeah, well... Not exactly over yet, is it, sir? I mean, I only popped in now to pick up the pass for my extension of leave, sir. You received my application, of course?
Yes, I imagine I received all of them, Chief. Let me see. There were the two on grubby bits of paper ripped out of a notebook, one on a funny postcard from Bognor, two registered letters, and yesterday's telegram. That was followed by the one delivered by hand, together with a bottle of scotch and a bunch of flowers.
Yeah, well, I was getting a bit desperate by then, sir.
Yes, so I gathered. Had there been time, I imagine you'd have sent the next application by the blonde postmistress.
Yeah, well, I did toy with it. Yeah. So if you just sign the pass, sir, and issue the travel warrant, I'll be...
No, Chief.
No?
No.
Blow.
Now then, having disposed of that ritual, what's the latest scandal?
Well, I don't think there is any at this time as far as I... Oh, yes. Yeah, there is one bit of frightfully fraught, sir, yes.
How splendid. Well, come on, who's in the muck?
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir.
Well, this is hardly new, is it? I mean, his entire naval career has been a frightfully fraught.
Oh, yeah, but this isn't a nautical debarkical. A naval mess. Well, only in a manner of speaking, that is. It's more of a... A personal and private pile of dodgy doodahs in this place.
Well, that's hardly new either, but what's happened?
Well, you remember a certain Wren Chase, isn't it? But, you know, who used to be Captain Povey's secretary.
Heather? Of course.
lovely girl.
Quite, sir. Well, you may also recall that she and Mr. Phillips were ever so slightly engaged.
Yes. Shame about that, really. I mean, once she'd been drafted away to Scotland somewhere, the engagement seemed to sort of fizzle out, didn't it? It's not easy in the service to
Oh, surely not. She can't be.
She is, sir. Ever's back.
Oh, dear.
Now, that is a personal and private pile of dodgy doodah, if you like. Should be an awful lot of fun to watch, shouldn't it?
From a safe distance, sir, yes. Now, sir, look, sir. I wish you'd stop hugging yourself with unseemly mirth. It's not nice to go all of a giggle just because a fellow officer has got himself completely in...
Hurt me. Decorum.
Do what?
Quorum.
Yeah.
Decorum.
Ah, decorum. Yeah, of course. Decorum.
It means watch it.
Oh, well, with due respect, sir, if any of us needs to decorum it, it's Mr. Phillips.
Hello, you chaps. What a lovely day, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Smashing.
Oh, gracious. It's Pertwee. When I read about the mail train robbery, I thought Pertwee was bound to be helping the police with...
In it, flaming mob. Everywhere I go, I get suspicious and sanitation.
You've got what?
Suspicious and sanitation.
Ooh, nasty. Did you both enjoy your leave? I had an absolutely cracking time at Margate.
Margate? Thought you were supposed to be going to Cannes.
Well, I was actually, but I was halfway there and I changed my mind.
Why?
I was on the wrong train.
Now, there's a surprise.
So you had a cracking time at Margate?
Rather. Well, more of a crackling time, actually. Honestly, the girls there. Well, there was one. Well, there were hundreds, actually. But there was one.
Mum.
Well, she had a friend, you see. Well, it wasn't a friend. It was her friend's friend who met this other friend who knew the first one's friend and the second one's friend, you see. Or the friend of the first one's friend who wasn't friendly because she was too friendly with... Well, this friend, you see, knew the other friend's friend.
That's the friend of your friend's friend?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Totally, he's followed it.
Well, rumour had it, this other friend of my friend's friend, who wasn't friendly with her because of her friendship with the other friend's friend, you see. Well, rumour had it that she was caught.
Yes?
Well, they said that she'd been seen.
Well, go on.
Hurry up.
Well, apparently she and this chap were in this dark lane, you see. And then just as...
Oh, blast. Hello, Lieutenant Murray here. What is it?
It's Captain Povey, and I don't like being snarled at over the phone, number one.
Sorry, pardon, sir.
I want you, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and CPO Pertwee in my office straight away.
Yeah, aye, sir.
There's no need to overdo the naval jargon, number one. Just get here at the double.
Right. You were saying, Mr. Phillips, sir.
Was I?
Yeah, you were, sir. About this bit and a steady in this dark lane.
Just go on. What happened next?
What happened? Yeah. What happened?
I'd forgotten.
It was deliberate. He was getting us going. He was setting us up rotten. It's not fair. Look, I want to know what happened to them when they were caught in the...
Pertwee.
Lie.
Sir.
Yes.
You might like to know that we are wanted in Captain Povey's office at once.
Eh?
All of us, including Mr. Phillips. His secretary is waiting to tell him we've arrived.
Then she can wait a bit. Captain Povey's secretary.
Exactly.
No, what? No, what's a joke?
No. What's it all about? Well, what are you laughing at? I'd still like to know what's going on. Why do you two keep winking at each other?
We're not winking, Mr. Phillips. Mind you, I think he's in for an eye-opener. An eye-opener in a minute.
Honestly, you're like a couple of kids. Look, we're an old family guts out of office, so let's have a bit of decorum.
Do what?
Decorum. It means...
It means Pertwee's got a memory like a sieve. Don't bother. In you go, Mr. Phillips. Let Captain Povey's secretary know we're here.
Yes, but you're senior officer, sir. Shouldn't you...
No, you carry on. I just want a word with the chief, and then we'll follow. In you go.
What a funny lot, aren't they? No, don't be long, will you? Good morning. Would you tell Captain Povey we're here?
Certainly, Leslie, dear.
Oh, thanks very much. No. When? I think I'd better sit down. No, I won't. I'd rather stand. Aren't you in Scotland? I mean, did you have good weather? No. Who let you out? Well, how's your father? When did you last see your mother? No, I mean, that's you turning up here with all the people. Yes. Well, isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful to be back in Scotland. Has your father been here? What was the heather like? I mean, the weather. I went to Margate with your father, you know, and it rained the whole time. Who did you meet in Scotland? Did you see the monster?
No.
Don't interrupt. No, I mean, what?
I said no, I did not see the monster, and what's more, he didn't even write to me.
Didn't I? that is, I meant to. I've upset you, haven't I? I have. I can tell.
Upset me? Of course you haven't. 11 months I've been stuck in the wilds of bonnie Scotland, and not one letter, not even a postcard, did I get from my ever-loving.
Well, I was going to write today, actually.
Were you? Well, you may as well do so, because I'm not speaking to you.
Oh, But
in fact, I doubt if I shall ever speak to you again.
But
don't try to get round me like that.
Well, I never.
I wouldn't have listened if you had.
But Heather.
And you needn't think that bringing me a bunch of flowers is going to do any good.
I haven't brought you
so
a...
So I gathered. That's typical. You men are all alike. 11 months amongst the bagpipes, not so much as a dandelion.
Well, you didn't send me any flowers either. I mean, you didn't write to me on your bagpipes. You didn't get round me with a dandelion. With that old lummy. Leslie's in a pile of personal and private dodgy-doo-dah.
How right you are.
Good morning, Heather.
Is it safe to come in yet?
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Lummy. A frightfully fraught if ever I heard one. about my extension of leave, Mr. Murray, sir. My dear old white-haired mother's elastic pinned at a time...
No, Chief.
But, sir, you can't leave my dear old white-haired mother with her elastic...
I can, you know.
Callous brute.
Now, don't you start taking sides. You've got enough muck to wallow about in already.
He most certainly has, and as far as I'm concerned, he can... Captain Povey's office? Hello, sir.
Oh, Heather. Judging by the noise out there, would I be right in thinking that the Shah from Trugbridge have turned up?
You would, sir.
Amazing. They've turned up on the same day I sent for them. Oh, well. Yes, life is full of little surprises. Well, you'd better send them in, Heather, before they change their minds and go away again.
Aye, aye, sir. Well, there's no doubt you've gathered, gentlemen. An audience has been granted.
Come in. Well, now, gentlemen, I have some extremely interesting news for you. Good grief, Pertwee. I mean, when I read about that big mail train robbery, I...
it's desecration of character, that's what it is. The fair name of Pertwee has been besmeared and besmirched.
I rather doubt if that's possible. However, nice to see your alibi has held water up to now. Hello?
Emma Pervert.
Oh, good grief, my wife. Excuse me, gentlemen. Speaking, my love.
Well, then don't. Just sit up straight, ears alert, and bag the concentration. Ramona's going to chat.
Very well.
Good boy. No. What's all this my spies tell me about you having that wench back in your office? I thought we'd arrange to turn the Admiral and tell him that I select your secretary.
Well, I was...
So why you need a secretary is beyond me. I did offer to come down there and do the work myself, but you've obviously forgotten that gracious offer.
Oh, no, I haven't. No, of course I haven't, my love.
Don't keep interrupting, Henry. Just nod, understood? Henry, are you nodding?
Yes.
Then nod louder. I can't hear you.
Yes, very well, my love.
Mr. Murray, sir.
Hmm?
What? Now he's having to decorum it.
Henry? Henry, what's going on? I can hear chatting. Who's there? Is it that girl? Henry, are you nodding or shaking?
Shaking, my love.
Just as well. Well, I'll let you off this once, but don't forget. I know about your little harem, and I may drop in at your office at any time.
Oh, but you...
And heaven help you if I catch you dictating something dodgy. Or... rummaging about on the floor looking for a bit of bungee.
Yes, of course, I'll remember, my love, yes.
Right. Well, carry on. Permission to replace receiver.
I'm sorry about that, gentlemen.
Well, that's all right, sir. We enjoyed it. At least I know I'm not the only one who's in the... that is, women are just as awkward when you're married to them as they are when well, I know Heather's nothing... Well, Heather's nothing like as bad as your old... There was this one at Margaret, you see, and her friend. Well, not a friend, but a friend's friend. He wasn't friendly.
Yeah,
you see,
all enough. Right, little Lord Denning. That's quite enough. Captain Povey's the one with the interesting news, not you.
Thank you, number one.
But what's up this time, sir?
Oh, nothing much. It's merely that you are put to sea at once. You're sailing to Plymouth in Trotbridge, where she will be mothballed. And I shall have the great pleasure in splitting you all up and drafting you as far apart as possible.
Well, I don't think much of that for interesting news. I thought it was going to be something much more. I think I'm going to have a nasty turn.
The Director of Naval Expenditure, Mr. Merivale, and Rear Admiral Armbridge have agreed with my suggestion that it will save the country a vast amount of money if Troutbridge is cocooned and you lot are split up.
Excuse me, sir, but Commander Bell, commanding officer of Troutbridge, is here.
Yes, my word, I am. Better late than never, I suppose. What? Good day to all. I say... You're a cracking little portion, aren't you, what?
She's my fiancée, sir.
Is she really? What an extraordinary thing. I mean, I was at Margaret recently, and judging by the way I saw you carrying on with those bikini types on the beach... I mean, I would have thought that one of them was there something you wanted at all? Good gracious, it's Pertwee. You know... You know, I never expected to see you here at all. I mean, when I read about that big mail train... Was there something you wanted? Obviously it wasn't. No. Well, you're all right anyway, aren't you, Povey? Eh? Lucky dog. Fancy having a smashing bit of work like that for a secretary, eh? Some people have all the luck, don't they? Better not let your wife know, what? I mean, it wouldn't do if she dropped in and caught you rummaging for her little rubber bungee. That's what you... I mean, just when she was... She was just... When she... Was there something you wanted? I don't know why I bother, really. There was something you wanted, wasn't there?
Yes, Commander Bell, there was.
Yes.
You are to sail your ship to Plymouth at once, where she will be cocooned.
Oh, really? Oh, well, in that case, I may as well stay aboard while they're doing it, what? Sold the whole ghastly mess with one load of camphor.
Well, come along, Mr. Phillips.
No.
No, I'd rather not. Just won't be the same unless you do.
Well, just don't feel like it.
But it's our last trip, sir. You owe it to the ships.
No, I'm sorry. No, no.
Oh, go on. Just for us.
Oh, all right, then. Left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit at long last it is, sir.
Bridge number one here.
Starboard lookout here, Sir Abel Seaman Johnson reporting.
Johnson? What are you doing out there? Where's Goldstein?
Last heard of, sir, he was in the Cardiff Nick assisting the police with their inquiries into a certain mail train robbery, sir.
No.
I gather they kept asking him when he last saw CPO Pertwee, sir.
Well, he's here.
Yeah, and that surprised us all, didn't it, eh? I mean, the moment we read about it, my mum, Min, and I reckoned that if ever a suspicious...
Quiet. What do you want, Johnson?
Well, I don't know really, sir, but I thought you might like to think about it.
Think about what?
A yachit, sir.
Yachit?
Yeah, a boat with little sails on, sir. It's one deadhead, sir, now. I mean, it seems to have been abandoned because there's nobody on deck. I wondered if it might be the flying 2.5 million quid pinchers. The police were looking for a yachit which vanished, weren't they, sir?
Yes, they were.
Well, sir, if this happened to be the yachit they're looking for and we brought it back, I can't see how they could put the ship in mothballs, do you, sir?
No. Johnson, have you been going to evening classes on your leave?
No, sir. I went to Margaret with my mum, Min, sir. Hey, and we saw Mr. Phillips on the beach, getting up to all sorts of...
Yes, I'm not a bit surprised. Right, well, it's just a chance, but stand by to board the yacht. Yacht. And if necessary, take it in tow.
Coming alongside the yacht now, sir.
Good.
Good? It's a blooming miracle. Not a word of thanks. No, oh, clever Leslie, for getting us alongside without walloping the thing. Honestly. It's a bit much, really. That's perfect navigation, that is. I could have made a hash of it and clouded the thing from here to China. If I hadn't known within a hair's breadth of what I was doing, you know. I'm you chaps just don't seem to appreciate. My skill.
No, sir. We don't. Quick, action stations, boarding party.
Mr.
Mr. Bates.
Who? Yes.
Board the yacht.
Over you go.
Hands up. I'm a subject of the Queen, and I am armed.
And a dirty great silence was the stern reply.
Quiet, Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Now, if this is the hatchet belonging to the mail train robbers, anything may happen.
Yeah. They'll probably open up a hatch and pelt us with dirty great 5-pound notes.
Yes, exactly.
Ahoy there! Is there anybody aboard?
Rather us!
To call him yourself, Mr. Bates, sir. And then the order now, below decks.
Yes, sir, they might well be down there and armed to the... Good morning.
Wait. Give me a hand. I can hear voices below.
What?
Quick, batten down the hatches and bolt the door to the cabins. We'll take no chances. We'll take her in tow back to Portsmouth.
Where Chief Petty Officer Pertwee will cop the reward in 3 minutes flat.
Very probably.
Great pleasure in informing your revered lordships that HMS Troutbridge is now cocooned at Plymouth, and trusting it leaves your lordships as it leaves me, your obedient servant, etc., etc., etc. Yes, a signal to HMS Troutbridge. With reference to your anticipated application requesting permission to return to Portsmouth on whatever fictitious grounds, you will obey orders and deliver your ship to good grief.
To whom? Or is it to whom?
Friend Chasen, look out of that window. Is or is that not Troutbridge?
Oh, don't they look pretty?
Don't they something? Well, don't. But what have the fools done now with you? Where's my hat? Oh, they've got to be stopped. And they should be in Plymouth handing their ship over.
To good grief.
Exactly. No. Get out of my way, woman. I must find out what's going on. Number one. What the blazes are you paying at? What's all the fuss about?
Nothing much, sir. Just that we've caught the mail train robbers.
What? Yes. This is incredible. I can't believe it.
Oh, it's nothing, sir. Nothing. Just a desertion to the service beyond the call of duty. At a time when our shipfulness were being cast aside like old boots. Cast aside by chairborne warriors from Whitehall. Hey, little do they care. But our best years have been spent slaving over a hot anchor. Never in the field of human conflict.
Yes, thank you, that'll do, Bertie. Yes, now stand aside whilst I open the hatch.
Oh, by George, rescued at last. I tell you, Ironbridge, I thought we were goners that time. My word, the relief.
Oh, Merrivale, the relief. Yes, absolutely, yes. Terrible panic, yes. Yes, my word. Relief. Yes.
Good grief, Mr. Merrivale, the Director of Naval Expenditure and Rear Admiral Ironbridge. Yes. What are you doing here?
Oh, you may well ask, and as you have, I'll tell you. Ironbridge and I were on a cruising holiday, and our civilian crew deserted us in mid-ocean. Yes. By George, it was a bad moment.
Oh, yes.
One minute we were all set for the med, and the next we were stuck off Port and Bill.
Yes, Bill. Yes, Bill. No, William. Oh, no, yes, Bill.
You mean your crew deserted you?
They did indeed, they did. They did indeed. My word, they did, didn't they?
Indeed, yes.
Shut up.
Yes, by all means, yes. Pardon?
Certainly. An ugly moment. An ugly moment, Povey, old boy, an ugly moment. I can't tell you how grateful we are to the men who rescued us. A gallant band of men, Povey, a gallant band.
But you don't understand, sir. It was Troutbridge.
What was?
Yes, what? Yes, no, yes, what?
No, we was. I am. The gallant band that rescued you from the watery doom, sir. We simple matelots were here on the last voyage, and the ship has become our home for many a year. By a stroke of fate, in this last tragic voyage, we stumbled on a chance to rescue two valued servants of the crown. Never in the field of human concrete.
What is this fool talking about, Bobbitt?
Yes, I got a bit bogged down myself, actually, sir.
Mr. Phillips, I gather he was referring to the fact that you two gentlemen agreed with my recommendation that Troutbridge should be cocooned. They were on their way to Plymouth when...
What? Cocooned? Nonsense. Complete cocotte wallop. No, a fine ship. One of the best. Must be preserved at all costs. Yes. Merrivale agrees, don't you?
Yes. Indubitably, by all means, valiant work by Georges.
Exactly, sir. A brilliant decision, sir. One of your best, sir. Congratulations, sir. You go far, sir. Well done, sir. fools ever so well, sir. Lovely thinking.
Excuse me, Mr. Purr. Why?
Yes.
Well, I'm Detective Inspector Fred Teddy, and I'm investigating a recent robbery from a mail train.
Now, look here, not again. You've got the wrong man. I've signed 14 different statements already. The bloke you want's Goldstein. He's a big chap, about 4'6". He's clean shaven. He's clean shaven with a small moustache. If he says I was with him at the time, I've got 14 witnesses and a mother with pink elastic who can prove he wasn't here.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief...